2018 marks 40 years of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. We reflect on another key moment of Mardi Gras history.
In 1994, Federal Opposition Leader John Hewson was the first Federal Liberal leader to write a message of support for the festival, which was quickly becoming a huge international event. His photo sat alongside that of the Prime Minister Paul Keating and New South Wales Premier John Fay, along with a message wishing Mardi Gras goers a happy festival. But the gesture sent shockwaves through the coalition. Here's MP Chris Miles, who spoke to AM at the time.
Well, I think it's sending a message to our supporters that we basically are giving credence and support to the gay Mardi Gras, whereas I think within our party most people would believe that yes, there is a wide range of activities which people are involved with in Australia, but there is no need for our side of politics or necessarily any side of politics to give support to these types of activities.
Nationals leader Tim Fischer refused to give support to the festival based on protest to the Mardi Gras theme of the year, family.
The gay Mardi Gras have no right to do that. Two males and children, two females and children do not constitute a family in my view, or for that matter, the view of the National Party. So I in fact invite people to the National Party alternative, the Glen Innes Family Barbecue next Saturday night, which Ian Sinclair and I will be attending.
Nearly 24 years later, we find out from John Hewson just how much thought he put into writing that message of support and who else tried to stop it from happening.
Well, I just thought it was a significant event and I thought it needed recognition. I was asked to recognise the significance of the event and I did. I didn't go out and check my position with a focus group. I certainly probably in today's language made a captain's pick. I decided that it was worth doing. Of course, it created all sorts of ructions in the conservative side of politics. I had, at the time, a press secretary who later became quite famous, Tony Abbott, who I thought was a direct line from my office to John Howard, and wasn't. Well, I don't think we'd even got to post the letter before Howard was in my office ranting and raving and saying how I had no authority to do something like that. So on the basis of that, I knew I'd done the right thing. You can play politics with these issues, and that might give you some short-term benefit. It may make some people in your electorate feel, you know, warm in a glow, but you're not necessarily doing your job and you're not really representing the interests of the broader Australian community and taking a national view as well as a local view. I know some people in the party tried to read a whole lot into why I took that position. It was a pretty simple assessment of the merits of the issue and, as I say, to do the right thing at the time. And it was right then in the early 90s. It's even more right today.
Commemorating 40 years of Mardi Gras on ABC Radio.